Exclusive, Senator Marsha Blackburn, if Democrats take Senate, gender specificity will be completely eliminated. By Matthew Boyle on January 4, 2021. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RGA, warned this weekend in an exclusive Breitbart News interview that if the Democrats take the U.S. Senate majority on Tuesday, then they will follow House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lead and outright ban gender-specific terminology. Pelosi this past week banned in the House rules for the new Congress terms such as mother, daughter, father, and son, because they are gender-specific. Blackburn warned that if the Democrats take the majority in the Senate by winning both of Georgia's runoff elections, that the Senate Democrats, led by Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, would do the same in the U.S. Senate. On Tuesday, GOP Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, will face off against Democrats Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff respectively in races that will determine which party controls the upper chamber of Congress. Currently, Republicans have 50 seats and Democrats have 48. Meaning if both Warnock and Ossoff were to win, the Senate would deadlock at 50-50 and Harris would be the tie-breaking vote. That means Democrats would control the chamber, and all the committees, and be able to write rules like they did in the House banning terms that are gender-specific, just like Pelosi did. Asked about this on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel, Blackburn warned of the dangers of a Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate, saying that they would absolutely implement such absurd and ridiculous rules. "My mother is 96 years old and I am grateful every single day that I have her," Blackburn said. "My dad died 8 years ago and I miss him every single day. They are my parents. I have a brother. I have a sister. I have a daughter. I have a son. These are facts of life, if you will. You are not going to change that, and this political correctness of saying that we can't use a gender-specific term. We cannot honor our men and women, our sons and daughters, our mothers and fathers, and refer to them and the lessons they have taught us when we are speaking on the floor of the House or the Senate. This is absurd and ridiculous, and if the Democrats win these seats in Georgia, you are going to see gender specificity eliminated, completely eliminated. It's not gender specificity on the line, however." Blackburn said literally every issue hangs in the balance based on what happens on Tuesday. "You cannot overstate the importance of this. We are at a crossroads in this country and, of course, you've got those on the left and they're led by Pelosi and Schumer and Bernie Enoch and they're trying to push us onto a socialistic path," Blackburn said. "As Chuck Schumer has said, they're using Georgia to do this and these runoffs in Georgia. They are out there pushing to make states out of D.C. and Puerto Rico. Give voting rights to felons, take away your health insurance you get from your employer or Medicare that goes to 57 million Americans and would put everybody into Medicaid and have the federal government in charge of it. They're going to take away the Trump tax cuts that have been such a blessing to those in Georgia. You look at how business has grown in Georgia and you say, why would anybody want to get rid of this? Well, those that want to keep you out of work and locked in your house and kids out of school. That is their goal, to take those tax cuts away, and they also want to begin implementing the Green New Deal and run up the cost of electricity, making it more difficult for people to actually use efficiency to heat and cool their home and in automobiles. They want to just completely ban fracking and then oil products, you know, and along the way, they would be banning hamburgers because they want to ban cattle. So there you go, this is their version of things. They don't want you making your decisions, they want government making decisions for you and telling you what you can do, where you can live, where you can work, where you can get an education, what you're going to do for a job. They want to be the decision maker and tell you how to live your life. If Georgians want to keep the gains that were made during President Donald Trump's administration, such as the tax cuts and more, Blackburn said, they need to re-elect Loeffler and Perdue, because otherwise the Democrats will control the U.S. Senate committees and be able to rip apart the president's achievements. What's more, if voters care about election integrity or holding President-elect Joe Biden and his family accountable for their various scandals, she said that the Democrats controlling the committees would sweep these issues under the rug. People that want to preserve President Trump's agenda need to go vote for Kelly and David. Because, as you said, if the Democrats win, they control the gavels, which controls the agenda in the committees, she said. If they control those committees, there's not going to be any oversight on the election fraud. You'll never hear another word about Hunter Biden and his scandals. You're not going to hear anything about what happened with Ukraine. You're not going to hear about some of this participation between the Biden family, Biden Incorporated in China, All of that will be swept under the rug. You're never going to get an answer and complete the investigation of what happened in 2016 with the elections there. All of these are reasons you want to make certain that we win these seats in Georgia. Listen to Senator Marsha Blackburn on Breitbart News Saturday.